This is Sound and Vision from KEXP. It's been 1 week since former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was found guilty of all three charges for the killing of George Floyd. Larry Mizell Jr. was DJing live on KEXP the moment the verdict came down last Tuesday. Here's his essay reflecting on the day, the death of George Floyd, and many other black lives through music.
Next month, it's going to be a year since the murder of George Floyd by a sadistic coward in service of the Minneapolis police on behalf of the lie of white supremacy. I still haven't watched the video of the brother's execution, and I'm not really planning to, which has taken work and a quick scrolling finger. I don't know what your feed looks like, but I can't seem to avoid those videos captured of last breaths on the faces of the women, men, and the children that they murdered. So I've been somewhat scarce on social media for my mental health. So I didn't realize that George's killer's trial was coming to a close, and I didn't expect a verdict to happen on the day that it did. It was on 4/20, that is to say on Tuesday, April 20th, and I'd had a certain vibe going for most of the first hour, musically speaking. And that's when I received word that the verdict was about to come down. Skirt, we interrupt this program to focus on white supremacy yet again. Understand, I deeply treasure working at a place where I have the freedom to respond to events with music in real time, because I know that for someone, even if it's one single solitary person out there, it's some measure of understanding, of grieving, of comfort to be found in the music. But I'm just so tired of terror so frequently calling our tune. At 2:02 p.m., I played Shamir's I Can't Breathe. Released in 2018, it was about Eric Garner, because I doubt Shamir anticipated we'd shortly be seeing another black man say those same words as the state crushed his life out on video.
And it started to go down, there was nothing but the sound of the officers letting out a scream. Then he opened up his eyes, gasping for air, and the last thing he said on the scene was, "I can't."
Violence is always a callback. I know I thought back to my friend Tracy some 30 years ago. I'm sure lots of people saw in Eric and George the dads and the brothers and the sons they'd lost in similar circumstances. I played Sweeter by Leon Bridges with Terrace Martin and Robert Glasper, released in June of 2020.
Hoping for a life more sweeter. Instead, I'm just a story repeating. Why do I feel my skin dark as night? Can't feel peace with those judging eyes.
Bridges said of the song then, "The death of George Floyd was the straw that broke the camel's back for me. It was the first time I wept for a man I never met. I am George Floyd, my brothers are George Floyd, and my sisters are George Floyd. I cannot and will not be silent any longer." The song packs a lifetime of loss into less than 3 minutes. Bridges sings the words, "Somebody should hand you a felony, because you stole from me my chance to be." I was midway through Amber Mark's cover of Eddie Kendricks' My People, Hold On, when the verdict came down. George's killer was found guilty of all charges: second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. It's hard to express concretely all the feelings that I felt and feel now. I was surprised, very much so, because that never happens. Well, at the same time, not surprised, because a guilty verdict is the appropriate consequence of kneeling on a man's windpipe for 9 minutes while being filmed. I played Free from KEXP Favorites Assault. "I know you ain't come this far," says a voice midway through, "just to go back where you come from."
"I'm come this far just to go back to where you came from?
I read a story in Scientific American recently. They said a recent study indicated that the municipalities where BLM protests have been held experienced as much as a 20% decrease in killings by police, resulting in an estimated 300 fewer deaths nationwide in 2014 to 2019. I was relieved deeply for Minneapolis on that day, and for everybody outside all over the country, ready to get busy. I wanted to be some kind of elated, but instead I just ached for everything that brought us there. For George, for his family, for all of us. I had a quick cry in the booth, not for the first or last time. And as we say, I'm not alone. I've heard Eva cry on the air, Gabriel cry. The day before the verdict, as I've been getting ready to start my show, I heard Abby cry right before she played Sophia Cortis' song, Dear George. I hadn't heard that one before. I wonder about all the songs I haven't heard yet. Songs from Micaiah Bryant, for Dante Wright, for Adam Toledo, for names we don't even know yet. And God knows, music heals, but it won't bring any of them back. That was Sound and Vision. I'm Larry Mizell Jr. Please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. And if you have the means, please consider giving a one-time $20 donation to support this podcast at kexp.org/sound. Thanks for listening.